Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Afternoon. During the summer, we like to chat to, well, some of the well-known faces and familiar voices right across the country to get a little sense of what their summers were like years gone by, their own summer memories. And today I am chatting to broadcaster and comedian Mario Rosenstock. Good afternoon.
Andrea, I'm delighted to be here again on your show. Can't wait for this now. This is different.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is different.
Yeah, well, it's...
I'm on my holidays and I came
in
to...
I know, and in fairness, you're very good to do that. Not many would come in on their holidays to see us. Yeah. You obviously have nothing on. You know, like, sure, better places you could be today.
Oh, no, no, it's my first day of holidays. I finished Gift Grub this morning and then it's my first day of holidays. And I had this in my diary for a number of weeks because you nailed me in from weeks ago. Ross nailed me in from weeks ago. So I'm delighted to do it. Yeah,
well, thanks. Brilliant. Yeah. Are you, like, is the summer, you know, favourite season, least favourite? Do you enjoy the summer?
Well, I would say probably no. I would say probably autumn. Autumn it would probably be my favourite season. Yeah, I don't know, there's something about it.
You're not a shorts and flip-flops?
No, I am, but it wouldn't be my favourite. I'd say autumn, but I definitely a shorts and flip-flops, and I adore the sun, and I've always adored the sun. I love getting away to the sun as much as I can, and when the sun shines in Ireland I love stripping down to as little as I can. And
well, it's a gorgeous day out there today. You're here in a pair of black jeans.
You have
a
chance,
barber
right?
raincoat
hang on
you.
Just give me a chance, right? I came in here to be professional. Now I'll go home and be a slob, okay? I can't do them both at the same time, all right? Let me just, you know, demarcate my personalities to you.
Bring us back and tell us about your first summer memory.
Yeah, well, I got your notes and they did trigger memories. It's funny because Ross sent me the notes and they all triggered memories.
Yeah.
Things that you don't even think about for years. And so I was brought up on a farm in County Waterford. By my grandparents, predominantly. My grandfather.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my grandfather and my grandmother were brought up in County Waterford. And so my memories of, first of all, this is leading into the summer thing, of the farm are just dogs, 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 cows, 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 being on an 80-acre sort of farm, sort of 50 head of cattle, herding cattle, bring them in the evening. Even though you're only small. Cows are terrified of a five-year-old, believe it or not. You know, like 80 cows are just terrified of a five-year-old. You think they're not, but a little five-year-old with a tiny stick will scare 80 cows, believe it or not. And my grandfather will go, now, boy, come on, hell, bring them in now, boy. And so, farm. So, but the thing was, when school finished, my grandfather would put the caravan on a tow bar of the car and he would drive me and my brother and my grandmother out to Tremor, and he'd leave us there for 2.5 months.
Amazing.
Now, he wouldn't come with us because the cows have to be milked.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would go to Tremor onto a caravan site nearly every summer. And generally, the day or the first few days you went, it was just lashing rain and, you know,
the usual.
Yeah, and then you might get a few nice days. But my memories of it are just beautiful because the way you have those nostalgic memories from your childhood, we'd all sleep in the caravan. And you'd be listening to Val Joyce on Late Date on RTE Radio at 12:30 at night in the dark. And he'd be there on about, and today is the Saint's Day of Saint Vercelli, Eusebio of Vercelli. Here's a little bit of Frank Sinatra for you. I get too hungry for dinner at 8:00. And then you're up the next day and then the smell of chips around Tremor. And then, of course, the chips were never tasted better.
Yeah,
and then the thing about Tremor was the amazing sort of 5 mile long beach and the incredible amusements, you know, and
it's very like Bundoran actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where
and
I'm from.
And so the amusements, as they call them, the amusements were famous in around the southeast of Ireland, and the beach is famous around the southeast of Ireland. And that is my memory.
That's amazing.
My memory of being with my grandmother and my brother. And then 2.5 months later, my grandfather with a beard. He'd have grown a Grizzly Adams beard by this stage and a bit of a surly face on them because I think he was delighted to get rid of my grandmother
for the
2.5 months because they'd reached that place in their marriage where they're going 2.5 months away from you. It's a joy. So, and then I'd be back to school. But so that was the memories,
It's lovely and it's so simple and it's a lot of, you know, what I suppose Ireland of years ago, well, not that many years ago, but a lot of our guests every Friday kind of have something similar where a lot of staycations around the country. Have you a best summer holiday memory from over the years?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I mean, it's fairly cliched in a way because when you think of best summer holiday, you either think of something that happened to you on the holiday or you think of where did I really enjoy myself on holiday? And I suppose I grew up after a kind of a fairly unstable upbringing. I grew up and met a girl and we fell in love and got married and we had kids. And And we began to, before we had kids, we had these lovely holidays because, you know.
Where to?
So the place I picked was, we went to three places in Italy. So it was basically, you started in Rome, then down to Positano and then out to Capri.
Nice.
And I'd never been to Capri before. And Capri is an astonishing sort of place. And so was Positano. And so was Rome. But we stayed in Naples for a couple of nights as well. And I remember Naples being a complete culture shock because you feel... It's a really, really, you know, on the edge sort of town. You know, you're at an outdoor cafe and you see everybody holding onto their purses and onto their handbags because there's bandidos everywhere. And
real typical tourist spot.
Yeah, and I remember I was saying to my wife, we was only just married, and I was saying to my wife, listen, I don't want to be arrogant or anything, but I think those girls over there I think they fancy me. And she's there looking over there. Right now, they were gorgeous, right? And they were both giving me the eye, right? And then it only occurred to me, she had to tell me that there were prostitutes, of course, who were just like scoping out their latest client. And I thought I was the hottest thing in Naples.
There you go.
But, so it's very, very kind of shabby, but in a glorious kind of way. And
were you a summer job kind of person as a teenager?
No, but I'll tell you, because I prepare for everything I do.
Yeah.
I had a story ready for you, and it comes from Tremor. So, basically, when I was five, I'd say. It was my first holiday in Tremor, and I was golden blonde hair and just a little five-year-old. But I had deeply entrepreneurial in me. So there was a gate, a big, huge gate to the caravan site.
Yeah.
So I would go out to the gate at the caravan site, and I'd notice there'd be cars queuing to get into the caravan site. So I closed the gate and I stood with my hand out.
Stop.
And basically, for the car to get into the gate,
you
they'd
charged.
Have to roll down the window and give me whatever they had.
Parking.
Yeah. Fivepence, let's say, right? So the car would come, they'd pull down the window, they'd have a laugh about it, they'd give me fivepence, put up the thing, I'd let them through, but then I'd shut the gate immediately. So there was a mile and a half traffic because each person had to have an individual payment, tariff to get through this. And because I was so small and unbelievably divine, they would have had to give me the money. And
amazing.
They got a laugh out of it, of course. Because people are on holiday and you're just looking for a bit of crack. I give the little fella five. What? I cleaned up on it.
Yeah.
Cleaned up. Was it another summer job?
No,
though?
But I was going to ask you, when you were in Waterford, did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
No, I did not.
No, you weren't.
I did not. No,
person,
no. And I'm much to the chagrin of my uncle Gabriel, who is
a Gael Gore.
Magnificent Gael
Gore. If you were to win the lotto, have you a favourite holiday destination? Somewhere now you'd love to go?
Well, I remember a few weeks ago I was doing my podcast and I was talking to the former Irish Times journalist Peter Murtagh, and he did this, something that I'd love to do. He took a motorcycle from the tip of South America, Tierra del Fuego, all the way up through South America, Central America, North America, and ended up in Alaska.
And do you have a motorbike?
No.
Well, that might be your first issue.
You said
the idea of it, though.
Bucket list. I love the idea of South America. I love their personalities. I love Spanish culture, and I love South American culture. And there are actually some Rosenstocks who live in Chile, actually, as well. So I could call in to
that
see them.
That is such
in Chile.
An Irish thing, isn't it? Try and make the Irish connection.
Yeah, well, they're Germans, basically.
Right.
Because it's the German side of my family. But I'd love to do something like that. Rather than go, I'd like to go to Mauritius.
Yeah.
Seychelles. Do you know them houses that have stilts? I want to be on a stilt for a week.
Do you know where everybody, well, not everybody, but quite a few people who've been here with us, Japan, they want to travel Japan and Hawaii.
I've been to Japan twice.
Right.
So I was in Japan for the 2002 Saipan World Cup for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I got
all the drama in Japan. And so I'd probably like to do something
really
exotic
different.
Rather than be
good.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have, like, do you have a favourite person to holiday with now?
Yeah, but apart from my mistress.
Mm.
Obviously, my wife.
Obvious. Well, not everybody says that.
Well, what would they say?
Like,
that's that marriage over.
Or
anyway.
They have a sister or a brother.
Yeah,
or
sure. I have a wife, but actually, I don't take her on holidays.
Yeah.
I like to take Jam, Sham, and Tawny on holidays. We go out golfing for four weeks there. I ring the wife every week and I just say, listen, come on, what do you want? I'll bring him home, a packet of Mill Trader. I know, come on. Of course,
you
I
have
like
to
going
say your
with
wife.
Her. Because
yeah.
No, I don't have to say her, but we do everything
you
together.
You actually do enjoy
we do.
Going on holidays together.
No, I don't enjoy going on holidays, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Keep the peace.
I love her dearly. So, of course, I love doing everything with her. So, I mean, who else would I say, for God's sake? Ian Dempsey?
Yeah.
I mean,
you guys have holidayed a lot.
Well, that's the thing, but we're always...
You're working, though.
Yeah, except I holiday with him and he's there. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. We've got to get out of bed and put on the radio show. So like, that's not much of a holiday. So although, yeah, he is like my work husband, isn't he? Wife? Husband? I'm not sure.
Yeah, work husband, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have three things you can't holiday without?
Yes. So I would have, obviously, tennis racket, because I adore tennis. Mm. And tennis is a world sport, so you can always find places to play tennis. That's her now going, our marriage is over. I have two books. One book which I will definitely read.
Yeah, what do you read, typically?
Hang on. One book which I will definitely read, and one book which I will really want to read but never read.
Yeah.
So, for example, I was dying to read. I loved reading the Fintan O'Toole book, We Don't Know Ourselves, and
okay.
I got through that. But I brought Prophet Song as well to read, and that was just to see that I was a good boy, and I never even opened it because I'm an idiot.
And do you, like, would you listen? Are you a podcast listener when you're away, or music, or
massive podcast listener? Massive podcast listener.
What do you tend to listen to?
Well, obviously all the news talk and
Go
Loud.
Everything belonging to Barrett, if you tuned in.
No, I'll tell you what I love. I love Dunphy's podcast, The Stand, because I think he gives a really good overview of Irish and international affairs. Some of his contributors, Niall Stanage, Chris Johns, Peter O'Byrne, they're wonderful contributors. And Dunphy is mellowed into a fantastic journalist in his old age, and he's nearly 80 now. And you know, like Pat, he's getting better and better. Like, I met Pat outside, and Pat sounds like he's just 38.
Pat's a dope.
Still 38.
Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
He's great.
They're both fine wines, and they're both legends. And I love listening to that. I love listening to one by Michael Moore as well, the American documentary maker. It's called Rumble, and I love listening to that as well.
Great. We ask everybody for their favorite holiday song and what it reminds them of. What's yours?
I'll tell you what it reminds me of, first of all. So again, the amusements in Waterford. And you know the waltzers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the waltzers. See, beyond the waltzers.
Yeah.
And there was always some guy who was impossibly thin with jeans pasted onto his arse. Somehow able to not fall over at the waltzers. And he's doing he's chewing gum and he's doing he sort of swirls you around.
Yeah.
I go, how do they not fall off? And we'll be there.
I know. Absolutely.
And he's there like just bored out of his tree, standing, walking from waltzer to waltzer going, how can he defy gravity like this?
I know.
And I'm actually crapping my pants. Right. So I remember just this song from the waltzers. It must be 1978. And it was just, the band is called Clout. And the song is called Substitute. And the chorus was, don't you know I'll be a substitute? Do, 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 whenever you want me. And so it's really a pop song that made it big in Ireland and around. But that's it. It's not a big song. It's not
David
Bowie or anything cool.
Your memory.
It's my memory.
Are your summers, like, are you looking for content? Are you writing content? I know you've your Three Arena gig as well. That's next March.
Yeah. So the 25 years ago,
which is a massive achievement.
25 years ago, Andrea, long before you were, you know, even thought of.
I wish.
I was writing and performing Gift Grub on the radio since May 3rd, 1999. And this summer, we celebrated 25 years on the radio.
Yeah.
And to launch that, to celebrate that, I did something extraordinarily crazy and stupid and daft. I put one night on sale for the Three Arena next Friday, March 28th, 2025. Thankfully, tickets are flying, but because it's a massive venue, there are still tickets available to come and see my biggest show ever.
Yeah, well, we look forward to that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see you there. Listen, we're going to play out with your favourite, your summer memory song. Thanks a million for joining us,
though. I haven't heard it in 40 years.
Yeah, well, no, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the programme today, because I know it is your summer holiday, so thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Andrea.
Not at all. Mario Rosenstock.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.